Here in Harvey's Huddle, it's all sports and politics. Isn't that all there is anyway? It's talk with a local twist on KTYV.
Welcome back to the program. It is the special Winter Carnival edition of Harvey's Huddle. We've got some great guests, local legends lined up here as we reminisce on winter carnivals and days gone by and some fun stories of people's recollections of their favorite winter carnival moments. We've got some great guests lined up for this show and Wednesday's show. Drew and Tony will be in a little bit. We will be talking a little bit of sports, but again, the focus for this show and for Wednesday's show is winter carnival. And of course, with the COVID-19 thing going on, we're forced to cancel a bunch of the historic and signature winter carnival events, including the night show, but we will have fireworks. We will be doing a handful of things. You can go to sswsc.org for a full schedule and to check out what is happening, but it will be at a socially distanced deal, of course, with everything that we've got going on with our COVID protocols. Without further ado, Brian Harvey with PJ Wharton, CEO of Yampa Valley Bank. PJ, how are you today?
Hey, my man. I'm doing really well. Kind of sad, you know, looking ahead to Winter Carnival that will be kind of a Winter Carnival. But yeah, overall, I'm pretty good.
It's the Winter Carnival short form, you know. And with that, you know, we're trying to bring back some fun memories. And you've been in this town for a long time, and Yampa Valley Bank has been an integral part of both the 4th of July and, of course, Steamboat Springs Winter Carnival. You know, give the listeners some of your favorite winter carnival moments.
You bet. You know, it all revolves around family and friends. And my first memory is my father-in-law, Buffalo Bob Cureful, who is now 84 years old. I think he set the record at age 74, 75, where he designed his own shovel and did the shovel race did a pretty dang good job as well. You know, as you know, it's a little bit risky out there for a 74 years old young to crush it like that. That's one of my favorites for sure.
Well, and you know, as we say, that shovel race is unofficially sponsored by Planned Parenthood. It's a good thing he was 74. He had already taken care of business.
The boys' hockey breezers in a cup, you know, but some other exciting, you know, hockey wear and or ski helmets. So yeah, that's a very important point.
Awesome. Well, we will miss the Yampa Valley sleigh wagon pulling the Grand Marshals and the Diamond Hitch Parade, and of course the fireworks, which are a big deal for Yampa Valley Bank.
Yeah, we were so grateful when the chamber allowed us to take over the gondola carriage, and we had it, you know, painted, rebranded. Our friends over at Sloop Painting did an amazing job. And it's always so much fun to recognize the Grand Marshals that do so much for Winter Carnival, you know, and they're always locals. They're always people who have been put in at least 20, 25, 30 years into the carnival to make it what it is today. So that's just awesome as well. Those beautiful horses and, of course, you know, the marching band on skis.
Can't be beat. PJ Wharton, thank you so much for taking the time. Any other moments that you want to share?
Yeah. One of my other faves, when I think about it, is what the Winter Club has done with the Tito's Soiree. And my wife, the lovely Miss Amy Wharton, loves to get into the costume and, of course, the glow sticks. And we have quite the posse now as the boys have gotten older and all legally allowed to attend. The costumes have taken it to a new level, the million-dollar band, and seeing your friends out there in some pretty ugly costumes and having the time of their lives. So some of the sweatiest days or evenings that I can remember in my steamboat career.
Well, and that million-dollar band is an 80s band, and seeing the pictures of your family's costumes. I mean, Amy, you guys go all out, and it brings me right back to high school.
Yeah, Amy, I think the record last time was two cans of hairnet, you know, so thankfully there was no flames anywhere, because it would have been a big, it would have been big. So yeah, we take it, and the boys are all in, and you know, we now actually have a costume closet specifically for the Tito's soiree. So if anybody needs next year some planning, they should just let me know.
That's awesome. That's awesome. I do avoid the Tito's soiree for a reason, because I actually have to be up very early to announce the street events. And yes. and the VIP tent is all I can handle for the night show. And that makes Sunday morning tough. But I can't imagine going two nights in a row.
Yeah, it is something you have to really pace for. You know, you have to eat well. You have to, you know, do some calisthenics, et cetera. Obviously, drink a lot of water. We'll leave it at that.
Hydration is the key. PJ Wharton, we appreciate all that Yampa Valley does. We appreciate all that Yampa Valley Bank does for our community, especially Winter Carnival, 4th of July. This has been a strange year, but you guys have stepped up in a big way with the PPP loans and everything you've done for our community. It's nice to know that Yampa Valley Bank and you in particular have our back, and that can't go, you know, that's huge.
All right, thank you, and what you do, and Evo Radio, and Blizzard Broadcasting, truly amazing, and we're so grateful and so blessed. You know what? The best part is just seeing kids and seeing them come down the hill, and that's frankly my favorite memories. And talking to, you know, the boys, and how cold are you when you're just waiting for your turn to come down the hill? It's amazing, and just that everybody comes together and gets it done. It's really one of my well, as Amy says, it's our favorite night of the year, the extravaganza. So we're so grateful just to be a part of it, and it takes everybody, it takes the community, and just like get through the PPP and get through COVID.
Absolutely.
We'll get through it. It's brutal, but we'll get through it.
Well, next year is going to be really, really, really big, to quote Ed Sullivan. Big, big, big. So, PJ Wharton, thank you so much for taking the time.
You bet, my man. One other memory I wanted to share is a classic. 2 years ago, our oldest son, John, was out in California, and he came home with his friends. We had quite the posse. And Blair Seymour allowed him to show up to do the burning hoop, the hoop jump. And only skis we could find that would work were the twin tips from his ninth grade year in high school. And he did that jump. We have a GoPro doing 72 miles an hour and the chattering of those skis.
Oh.
He got down. He said, that was clear. That is the scariest thing I've ever done, ever. So cheers to Pink Floyd for taking it to a new level with the ski patrol sled behind him and what those guys do rapid fire is truly amazing. Again, getting the high school kids out there and all the alum getting it done and the ski patrolmen, what they do is truly amazing. Yeah. Seeing my grown son rattled was pretty fun.
Well, and I do remember seeing him after that. He was visibly shaken.
Yeah, when there are two girls who were ski racers for DU were ahead of them, and they were both saying, I'm a little worried. I don't know if I'm going to do this. I said, let me go first because I don't want to crash into you. So, yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, all the stuff that goes down at night, you know, we don't understand what's behind the scenes and those brave people coming down with 28,000 fireworks coming out of their backpack, you know, between the lighted man and the ski patrol. Those guys get it done.
They certainly do. They certainly do. Thank you, PJ Wharton from Yampa Valley Bank, for taking the time to talk about your Winter Carnival memories.
Thanks for all your work.
Again, PJ Wharton on Harvey's Huddle. We've got Loris Werner just coming around the corner. Loris, of course, brothers to Buddy and Skeeter, son of Hazy. That's the first family of Steamboat, if you will. Of course, we will be checking in with him in just a few, and he's got some great stories, not just on Winter Carnival, but growing up in Steamboat a long, long time ago. So don't you go anywhere. It's Harvey's Huddle on KTYV. Thanks to our sponsors, Alpine Lumber, Central Park Liquor, and, of course, our friends at Mountain View Car Wash. You are tuned to KTYV Sports on FM at 105.7 and on the World Wide Web at SteamboatRadio.com.
Boxers or briefs?
You're gonna need a cup.
Sports on FM. KTYV Steamboat Springs.